Hello.
Hello, is this Florida Custom Cabinets?
Yep, this is Carlos. What can I do for you?
Hey, Carlos, this is Jose with Cabinet Hub Direct. Carlos, I was wondering if you're the person that's in charge of your cabinet sourcing.
Yeah.
You are? Oh, am I catching your good time? I can make this very brief, Carlos. I was wondering if I can just give you some information in cost efficiency and savings in cabinet sourcing. We have a manufacturer and a distributing company based out of Florida. Would you be interested to know more about us?
Well, right now I have like three companies here that I buy cabinets from, you know.
I understand, absolutely. You already have your own.
Yeah, I have like three companies right now, yeah, local.
Mm-hmm. I understand. Well, maybe if I could send you an email and some information, and if you ever have time to look at it, or if you're ever interested in maybe adding another one, it's not about, you know, taking over. It's just, let's say, kind of joining your team, if that makes sense. Because, you know,
like,
sometimes...
How many colors you guys carry on?
We have 11 colors. You know, I can send you an information. You can view all the colors and designs that we have. And but there's two colors that you're not going to be able to see there, which is going to be the... we just added that this weekend, which is the sage green and the midnight black.
Okay.
So, but they are available. We definitely do carry them.
Right. But this is like same thing, like Chinese cabinets, right?
No. These are manufactured, actually. Our manufacturing company is in Mexico, but we warehouse everything in Florida, in Gibsonton, Florida, to be exact.
Right. But because Chinese, they have a manufacturer in Mexico right now, too.
Oh, do they?
The cabinets that I buy is from
What
Mexico.
Kind of, are they,
What do you have, a frameless or praised frame?
We have
European
frame. Oh, we don't like to have European yet. We do like to use 100% solid maple wood on our faces, and our boxes are constructed with
the same thing.
Plywood.
Yeah, the ones that I have is the drawers are solid wood drawers,
mm-hmm.
Dovetail, soft closing, dovetail, solid wood drawers.
Mm-hmm.
All the everything in there is maple, because I cut sometimes the some of the drop fronts, whatever I have to do any adjustment, and it's solid wood. That's
right,
one
right.
thing I like about, you know, even
that's
that even myself. I bought my house like about 24 years ago, and I did my kitchen back then the first time, because I've been in business for 33 years.
Wow.
And now. I bought one of their kitchens because it doesn't make sense anymore to make them. You know, it's too expensive.
Right,
so
right.
I bought one in this.
Triple the prices on wood now. It's just very expensive.
Oh, yeah, man.
Absolutely.
One sheet of plywood was crazy, like $60. When it used to be like $30.
Exactly, absolutely.
So,
more. So speaking prices, then, what we have, I'm not sure if maybe you're similar to the prices we charge. We are at the 0.36 cents to the dollar, which translates to 64% to 65% off. I'm not sure if you're.
Let me ask you some. Okay,
sure.
I mean, do you just a salesman, or you know what is going on with that you sell it? You know,
well,
most
I
people
work
they
I work directly for the for Cabinet Hub Direct, which is. But I'm in the corporate office, which is in Ohio. The warehouse is in Florida.
Yeah, but let's say something. You have a cabinet, a regular 24-inch cabinet. What is the price in it? A base cabinet. Let's say one drawer.
A 24-inch base cabinet?
Yeah.
Say the ones we carry, the ones most popular one for us.
Let's say a frame. It's a frame, but it's a European style also because you got the hinges, you know, the soft close.
Right, absolutely. So a 24-inch white base cabinet. Let's say just a simple, the most popular one in white shaker, let's say. Usually have a price of, this is an estimate because, you know, it does sometimes change. We like to keep our prices very set so they don't really ever change. But we have it at $496.94 at retail price. With us, you would only pay $178.89.
Yeah. Well, you're in the range of the same companies that I deal with them.
Yeah. So that puts us right. That there puts us right at 64% off of the retail.
Because I'm a dealer with these people. You know what I mean? In other words, And to be honest with you, these companies are very particular. In other words, you have to have an account. You, they're not even let you go in to see the showroom if you don't go with one of the dealers in it, which
is
good.
That's the, right, right, because they're not dealing with homeowners. Like we like to
No.
Like, so, we like to deal directly only with the contractor.
So that's one thing I really like it. I have another one in Miami. This one, the one I'm talking to you right now, this one is over here in Fort Lauderdale. I don't know if you heard of it, in Miami. In Fort Lauderdale, we have this one. That, I mean, it's only for dealers. And be honest with you, they're not even opening any more accounts, pretty much. Because there's contractors that calls me and say, Carlos, the name of the company is Jarlene. Jarlene, they give me your number. I'm a contractor, but they don't want to open an account for me. And it's a contractor. So
right, right. I mean, are they backed up, or is that the reason, or they're just very specific on who they deal with?
They're very strict with dealers. In other words, because they're very strict because you know this is what happened, and I understand it. Contractors, you have to have you have to have a lot of knowledge to do a layout. They don't want their returns back.
Right. You know, okay. Yeah.
A contractor, he might order things that he doesn't need, which usually happens. You know that.
Yeah.
If not, he haven't been doing cabinet. He's been doing roofs, hanging doors, regular doors.
Right.
You know,
like little handyman
rough
stuff.
Rough carpentry. So the guy is gonna say, "Well, oh man, I messed it up. I thought that this will fit. Ah, no, no worries. I take it back." That's what they don't want. They don't want that. That's one thing. They don't want that type of headaches.
Well, yeah.
You know,
well, time is money, to be honest. I mean, it's if you, especially like you said, you've been doing this for 33 years. I'm sure that you double, triple check your numbers before you send it out.
To do a layout. Well, I design also for the my customers. I'm not crazy anymore like I used to be. I used to have like guys working for me. No. You know, I slowed down. I'm 57 years old, you know what I mean? So, slow down.
But you're a master at your craft. They say 30 years after you're doing what you know how to do, you'll be now.
Yeah, so I do layouts. All my people that I do cabinets, I mean, everybody
about layouts and designs as well, we do also have a great design team. We can render you a design sometimes too. If you say, "Hey, can you render me this design?" As long as the measurements are right, and then we'll render you design.
I mean, we need to do a design. I can, if you know how to do the design, I can show you like what I will do. I not even have to write it down. When I see like the parameter that I'm gonna use to put cabinets.
Mm-hmm.
It comes very natural to me,
second nature.
I can set you up. This one will go here, there, but it's easy, of course. But
it's easy for you to say because you've been doing it 33 years.
It's
go
simple.
Go back to the other guy that who's not measuring right. To him, he's struggling.
They struggle. Yeah. Right. Yeah, because one thing is on paper, mm-hmm. and one thing is doing it. Because I'm a custom-made cabinet, you know. That's why I build my own cabinets also.
Yeah, you do the whole nine yards from designing to building to installing it.
Let me ask you something now since you're on the phone. Hey, sure. Do you have anything? Maybe you'll be able to help me out. I have a kitchen.
Sure.
That's coming up.
Okay.
But they want a 15-inch deep cabinets.
You want 15 inches deep?
Yeah.
Okay. We could do some modifications.
But it's a white shaker. And it pretty much it will be like a white shaker, you know, around there.
Okay. Do
you
have
know what?
Those,
I would like to...
Do you have those measurements or SKUs? Go ahead.
I will go tomorrow to verify the measurements, see what they want. But they told me right away, we want to make sure that the ditches fit flat in the shelf. So it's got to be 15
absolutely.
Inches. Right. Mm-hmm. Do you have anything like that?
We can modify something to 15 inches.
You guys can do it?
Yes, because we own the manufacturing company. Like, we own it. Cabinet Hub Direct does. and the distribution. So this is why we're at that
price. Listen, maybe that would be the beginning to start to do some business with you.
Absolutely. I would love to. Like I said, I just want to be a part of your team. I don't want to take away from your other dealers. I'm sure they're great.
No. Listen, with Jarlene and Pap Kitchens and all that stuff, all these guys, they have just regular, pretty much. Mm-hmm. There's nothing. Okay, the only one that's 16 inches is the corner cabinet that sticks up. Let's say you're going to use a 36 regular cabinet, and then you, in the corner, you make a stick style that corner cabinet is about 15 inches deep by 42 inches high. That's something to do, a little design like that. That's pretty much
The
ordinary that they have. They don't have nothing else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're very let's say they're set to what they do.
Exactly. It's 3 inches increment.
And that's one thing that happens when you get. I don't want to, like I said, put anybody down, but when you get it from like that China product, like it's already coming in one measurement. Like I said, us, because we are owners as well of the manufacturers, we're able to modify. We're able to kind of like, he wants this one a little more. He wants this one 15 inches, this one, you know, for example, what you just asked for. And, but absolutely, send you an email, and I'll even show you, I'll send you a sample of a rendering design that we've done and a quote we've done with the previous contractor so you can also get a better idea. And of course, I'll send you an email to our website so you can view all the colors that we have. You're going to see 9 colors on that website. You know, those are available. But like I told you, Carlos, this weekend we added 2 new ones that we also have. Once again, it's going to be the Sage Green and the Midnight Black. And for some reason, we move forward with you placing an order, or we can also deliver to you anywhere in the United States. Our turnaround time is 5 to 7 days. And if you want an RTA.
What is the delivery charge? How much is that?
Depending on how far you are. I'll send you our delivery charge prices as well. And,
because I used to get all my doors, custom-made doors. Back in the days when I started my business in 1990, remember, technology was really, I mean, if you see someone with a cell phone, it was very surprising. Oh, my God.
You had money when you had a cell phone.
Big shot guy, you know, back then, you know. So, I always used to bring my doors from California because they were the best doors ever, you know, for my custom cabinets.
What part of California, if you don't mind me asking you?
I don't know, but forgot the name.
Are they still around now? Or?
I think so, yes. I think yeah. They're like the best doors ever, custom made. So, but at least once a week I used to get doors because I used to build a lot. I used to have a big shop, you know. Mm-hmm.
Those 90 days, that's when the craft was like. Badass, you know, like it was like, because it was done by hand and it was done by somebody's hand. It wasn't just a machine. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And so those guys are now, you know, retiring or they're not around, and if they didn't pass on their craft, then hey, it's lost. You know, a lot of people can't do that right now. You know, it's you have to be like you, who's been doing it for a long time and is still in the business, you know, and if you don't pass along your skills or teach somebody else, then once you retire, it's gone. It doesn't exist anymore.
Gone, right. Yeah, but anyway, what I want to tell you is about the service of the freight. You know, I used to just get freight.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't that, I don't know now in this day how much it is, but I used to get 2 pallets of doors. I mean, big one. Probably $200.
From California to Florida?
From California, yeah. To Florida. And freight.
And freight
company.
Yeah.
I don't know how they do it, but it used to a trailer all the time come to my shop, $300 for 2 pallets. But now, of course, now it's double or triple probably.
Absolutely, yes. You know, these gas prices are horrible. That's actually absolutely.
If you can help me out to find out about what I can get, listen to this. It still will remain in 3-inch increment. We are going to work with that. Okay. Nothing weird. Same thing. You know, starting from 9, 12, 15, like that. You know what I mean?
Sure, absolutely.
3-inch increment. The only thing I want is the deck and those upper cabinets. That's all, pretty much. And then, of course, I'm going to have a drawers and all that stuff. That's standard. But that one, do you think that you guys will be capable to do it?
If you can send me the actual measurement, like the actual measurement or the SKU, which it won't be an SKU because the SKU is already set. But if you can send me the actual measurements of what you want or the design that you're working on, I can definitely get that working.
I'm going to go and verify tomorrow. Like I said, tomorrow I have an appointment with my clients.
Okay.
So I'm going to go and verify what do they want, what type of wood. Pretty much is the white shaker. They just love
that's
that because.
Popular one. Absolutely.
Yeah, it's very popular.
Mm-hmm.
But they wanted the depth. That's all.
Okay. Once again, Carlos, as soon as we get off the phone, I'm going to send you an email, and that email is going
to
have.
I think I spoke to you before.
Have you?
I spoke to you like a couple of weeks ago. I was talking to someone that I had in Tampa. Tampa, I think they have a.
Okay, we're in the Tampa area. So you probably spoke to one of my colleagues.
Yeah, I think I talked. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they have my email because be honest with you, I haven't been able to check. I think I saw the something, but then something caught my attention and I didn't keep going.
Mm-hmm.
But
let me look at
send me the information again.
Okay, so yeah, actually we did, Carlos. We spoke on the 21st of February.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Because your email is floridacustomcabs@bellself.net, right?
Exactly. Yeah, I think
I gave it to you.
I say, hey, send me the. Okay.
Okay.
I don't know if I erase it, just resend everything back, and I want to have all the contacts so I can talk to you and see what's up. So I can, you know, that way I don't go to. John and Peter and so-and-so.
Everybody. You're going in circles, and that's frustrating. No, you'll be dealing with me, and then I'll be doing everything will be just me and you and then our design team, but you won't talk to them.
No, because I can give you, I can email you the rough sketch of what I want. You will be able to put it together. Simple.
Absolutely. That's
it's
exactly
very
how,
simple.
How
I give you the parameters, or like a walls, all that stuff, and I put you the cameras where they're going to be at.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. As long as you give me that sketch with those numbers, we'll make it happen.
Yeah, you will be able to see the sketch. You will be able to, and then hopefully, you know, hey, why not? We can do some business.
Sure.
If you have a little bit different than everybody else, of course you can sell it. You know what I mean?
Of course, absolutely. That's the main goal. You know, it's
that's the next advantage of and the quality is probably the same that I'm talking about. Like, do you know what did they use for? Let's say the white shaker. What kind of product did they put on it? Did they put the like convert varnish on it or standard lacquer?
You mean like paint wise?
The finish, like the regular white.
All of our actually colors, we pass it through UVL and it does finish in a kiln oven, which is what keeps it from cracking.
Right. But, but it's like a convert varnish, correct? It's not like a standard lacquer. Because the cabinets that I'm going to tell you, the cabinets that I have, you can wipe with.
Right.
A rag dripping like a thinner, and it won't do nothing to the finish. Nothing.
It just sticks very well.
No, it's a finish. It's convert varnish. That means it's something that when it dries, not even like a thinner will wipe it off.
Right. It's our varnishes are two different varieties. One's is oil based, and which is probably the one that we use. I would have to definitely confirm
that.
Yeah,
that's another thing I want to see there, you know. But anyway, if it's needed, you tell me how much is, because I will definitely, how much it will cost me if I, let's say we start doing business, how much it will cost me the samples or the doors, because so, I have to show the customers, you know what I mean?
Right, right.
What, the product, so
for
you
product. Wise, for sample wise, it would, the only way you would be able to get a sample with us is be if you obviously do business with us. The price I can't really tell you because I think that I can probably make it happen for you. As long as you buy them from us, we might be able to just add that on, you know. It's more like a complimentary.
Remember, in other words, I cannot show Jarlene Door, okay, and sell Top Kitchen's cabinet. It doesn't work.
No, absolutely, it's not for
being faithful or anything. It's just because the product is totally different.
Right, and it's just it just what if that would be an embarrassing mistake if you're showing some type of door and you get the other one.
In other words,
and it's like, hey, wait a minute, this is not what you showed me. You know,
and that's what I'm asking you price wise because I know everything costs money. Everything costs, you know. And if I buy your products because I want to sell you products.
Absolutely.
You brought it. You, first of all, your colors, you might have one similar to it, but be honest with you, it won't match. Let's say the dull white from far away, yeah, it might look the same, but when you get closer, it's totally different.
Let's say if the light's hidden in a little different, you can see it. You're like, wait a minute, that's not the same color.
So I cannot show the door to my client because I'm telling you, one of my things is so far I like to be clean, go to sleep good, not worry like, oh man, you show me something, look at what you're giving me. So far,
yeah, you want the peace of mind,
today,
like you're doing it.
Until today, I never had it one return. Thank God, never.
Absolutely, that's great. It's amazing.
No returns. Nobody have trying to sue me. Nobody have trying to say no. Thank God. I don't have money, but I have a good reputation, and I like that.
Hey, there's a saying. There's a famous. My dad used to tell me this all the time. He said, "Look, you can work 33 years, like you said, 30 years on your reputation, and in 30 seconds you can ruin it.
You can ruin it exactly, yeah. And that is worth." More than any money in the world.
Absolutely. Makes a lot of sense.
Because right now I'm doing some kitchens that I did 20 years ago. Yeah.
Your hands built that kitchen. Now you're going back for a second round.
Yeah. And to be honest with you, the people that they want to keep the cabinet because, I mean, I built the cherry, let's say solid cherry wood and everything.
Cherry wood, wow.
It's still the same. They just want to remodel it a little bit. Let's say we had a bar. I'm going to cut the bar off, leave a whole, like, peninsula on a flat, just a standard 36 inches high. But they say, no, we love this counter. But it's solid wood. It's cherry, you know?
Sorry, yeah, especially cherry wood. I mean, I bet you those were expensive, too.
No, back in the days it wasn't, well, back according to those prices, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's pretty cool, Carlos. That's actually, you sound like you take a lot of pride in your work and you make things happen with integrity, you know? And
there's
not a lot of people around like that anymore, to be honest.
The guy that teach me to build cabinets, he was like a father I never had. He was a teacher. And the guy showed me, he said, never put your face down when you're talking to someone. Always look at them in the eye, make sure eye contact. Always, always. And man, I tell you one thing, that guy teach me very well.
I can see that.
I was under him for years. Huh?
I said, I can see that. You've been doing it for 33 years.
33 years, bro. That guy he was amazed, man. He was doing it for like 40 back in that in those days. He was retired already, that man. And it was unbelievable, unbelievable.
It's people that you, these yeah. people that you, that so that forever you will take what they taught you. I have a similar story with that. I used to work for my uncle in Virginia, and I used to cut trees. I used to be the climber, you know, and
right.
but he also used to set stone, like do like pavers and masonry's bricks and all that, and but he would never teach me, and I wanted to learn it, you know, I really did. Like I guess he just thought that if I learn how to do it, I'm gonna, you know, leave and quit, you know.
Right, right.
So I was we were at a job some one time, and there's this 73-year-old man. His name is Alan. I'll never forget it. He was from Honduras, and he was our hunchback because all he's done in his life is just set stone, you know. And he saw me working, and he told me one day, you know, he goes, Jose, come here. I'm going to teach you how to set stone. And he did. And when he, once I learned it, that was it, man. Nothing can stop me. You know, I just went for it.
Right.
And I just, and I'll, but I'll never forget what Alan taught me. You know, he taught me because he was genuinely trying to do it from the heart, not just because, all right, hurry up, we got to get this done.
You right. know? Yeah, the same thing, man. This guy, you know, I was a young guy, man. I was like 22 years old, man.
Yeah.
Where are your parents from? Where are you from?
My parents are from El Salvador.
Well, paisano, me too.
Oh, yeah? What part?
Yeah, man. San Vicente.
Oh, sí, yeah? I'm from Osquita Barrios, San Miguel.
Oh, San Miguel. Oh, my.
That's where I was born. But my family, like my mom's family, they're in Usulután.
Oh, but it's, yeah, okay, I know. I know that area, man.
I've been to San Vicente.
Oh, yeah? I was 2020, I think. I took my wife there for a little trip.
I went there last year. It's changed, man.
I heard that's really nice right now. Really nice.
You know, I was nervous and everything, but I mean, everything went great, man. I had a blast.
Oh, wow.
You know.
Yeah, I know. I came here when I was like 17 years old, man, from El Salvador. 40 years ago, I left El Salvador, you know.
Oh,
like 40 years. Yeah, it's been a while.
They took me to the U.S. when I was 11 months old in 85.
Oh, so you're pretty much like almost kind of was born. You were born.
Practically. Well, I learned the culture, you know, but hey, I still grew up eating pupusas, frijoles, con crema, and
right.
All that. It's, the culture never left us, you know. It's,
still
100% Salvadoran.
Yeah, I want to take my girls because one of them never been there. So she's already 19 years old, so I have to take her over there.
Yeah, now
she want to go and eat all the pupusas. She said.
Now is the time. That would be amazing.
Yeah. Now it's beautiful, though. No worries. No, you don't have to worry about the gangs or anything. So that's
none of that. Absolutely. That's what I was worried about. And I'm like, man, but no, nothing. I was literally walking outside at 10 o'clock at night.
Oh, wow.
You know.
Yeah, man. Oh, wow. Jose, look at that. Salvadoreño.
What a small world, huh?
Yeah, man. Yeah.
But yeah, Mr. Carlos, so, like I said, I'm going to send you that email.
Send me the information. I took a lot of your time already. I'm sorry about that.
No, I appreciate your time. Yeah, that's what's important here. I'm here at work.
Yeah, well, you have to have a conversation with someone, you know, because you need to find out what is going on if you want to do business with.
Exactly. And that's just that. I'm glad you said that because, like you mentioned earlier, I was like, are you just a salesman? My job is to try to get you to buy some material from us, but it's more building a relationship, you know? So if Carlos calls me and says, hey, Jose, do you think you can make this happen? Absolutely, Carlos. Let me work on that right away. Not just, what are you going to order now? You know, it's like, it doesn't work like that. Man.
Right.
I don't believe in that type of sales. And, but
right.
It's, I want to build a relationship with the client, understand what they want. And you know, and hey, I send you a design and say, Jose, sabes que, that one's not looking too good. Can you switch this up? Absolutely.
Right.
Make it happen. Right.
How much it costs, Jose, how much it costs to do a little design kitchen in 3D? How is that?
We have it in, that's included. There's no price.
Okay. Because the reason why is, man, I used to have an awesome program, Cabinetware.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But it was taken, one time they stole my key, the computer pretty much.
Right.
And the key was in the computer. That's the expensive part. The program is, you cannot do anything with it. You cannot open it unless you have that key.
Right.
It was like, $10,000.
Wow.
I used to be really good at presentation because I can draw the kitchens right there when I was looking at the customer, you know what I mean? I said, look, no problem. I measured, blah, blah, blah. I set up the walls and everything. I said, okay. And
that's horrible.
The program, it was so good that you can fill up autofill, or you can custom make cabinet like 22 and a quarter. That's how good it was.
Good program. Mm-hmm.
Good program. You can put 22 to 3/8. That's an eighth of an inch, like that. Really good.
Right. The fractions were right to the millimeter.
Yeah. It was good. The way, you know, it was, oh, man, that kills me. Believe me, that was like...
I bet.
That's
how you eat. That's your work. That's how you provide for your family.
Well, listen, in El Salvador, that was my kuma, man.
Yeah.
That was my machete, brother.
I have a cousin he's still doing that. They're framers. They frame houses. And they stole his van with all the material in it. He was destroyed, man. He didn't know what to do.
No, man. You feel raped, bro.
I've never seen a man like break down like that. He was just, you can just see it in his face. Just, he didn't know what to do, man.
Wow.
Horrible. And he never got the van back. Never found it.
Huh? No. Well, me neither. You know, so I called the company again and said, well, we stopped doing that program now. Of course, they want to sell you another better than that one.
I said, right,
I don't support that one no more. So I lost $10,000 right there. Well,
$10,000? I can eat good,
man,
for a very long time, Carlos.
I'm telling you, man. Yeah, $10,000 cost me because, well, at the beginning it was $3,000 to get the program, right? And it was $5,000, and then the other one they give you, you know, your payments. So I was doing, I said, well, this is through the business, I'm going to do it. And then every year you have to pay the update, which is like $1,000. You have to update every year. It costs $1,000 to a new resolution on the things. No, nice graphics. Better.
Carlos, they don't give you like an insurance or a warrant, like something like if something happens or you lose, like do they not give you that?
No, man. No, the thing is that after, I think it was like 6 or 8 years that I had it, they did not give you support anymore through that program. It was too old, they said. You know, like things been going.
And that's
like,
how
remember
it gets
how,
you. And that's exactly how.
Yeah, remember
gets.
How the phones were? Like, oh, you had a little phone, that, and we thought that was the greatest thing. And then next year was something different. That is not good anymore. Pretty much the same.
Yeah, we don't cover the 9 no more. Now we only cover the 10. And
exactly.
Like,
yeah, it goes like that. Uh-huh. So, you need to update.
I'm sorry to hear that,
Carlos.
I really am.
But listen, I was happy with my program, man, because I used to make it, 99% I make a sale with that thing.
99%.
Because I show the customer, because I show the people right there. I said, look, this is what I can do for you.
Yeah.
And I said, and I promise you, it will look better than the picture when I finish.
Yeah, and it looks very professional. It looks like, wait a minute.
Yeah,
like,
it really, you can turn the picture.
Has it to the millimeter, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's,
so, but anyway, send me the information. Find out about what I was asking you about the 15-inch TV.
Okay. Carlos, we can definitely modify. We can definitely modify. I can guarantee that. Just like I said, I'm going to send you the information. Right now, as soon as we get off the phone, you send me your sketch as soon as you have it.
What am I going to do tomorrow? If you don't hear from me tomorrow, it will be on Monday because I don't know. You guys don't work Saturday.
Right? We don't work Saturdays, but I can check my email any time.
Whenever I can, send me your email so I can go ahead.
This email that I'm about to send you is going to have a link to my email. That's where you're going to send the sketch. It's going to have a link to our website where you're going to view all the colors and designs we have. And I'm going to put some samples in there of designs, of renderings that we've done and quotes that we've done and delivery prices and also the our most popular SKUs that we have.
If I do the sketch tomorrow, I got to get that ready for pricing because I need to put my price together. But I want to see what are you charging for. You know what I mean?
Of course, absolutely. Yes,
the way
we'll do it is you're going to send me the sketch. We'll make the design for you. I'm going to send you the design. You're going to say, okay, I approve it. And once you approve it, we'll send you the quote.
Oh, you don't give me a price before I can put my...
We can, yeah, absolutely. But they will have
I need a price so I can do my invoice. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I need to know how much it will cost me because, like, in my other company here, I mean, I just put it in the computer and as soon as I finish it, I can see how much it is.
Okay.
Which is good.
Okay, so if that's how you want it, then just send me the, like I said, the SKUs of the cabinets that you're looking for, especially the one that you said 15 inches.
If not, I will call you. I will call you also. If they don't worry about, like, a design or anything, I will call you and I say, hey, listen, I got this cabinet, or I send you the list, 224
yes.
by 36, 124
perfect.
By whatever. A
yeah, if you send me those, then I can send you the quote right away. Like,
that, because that's the most important thing. And the most important thing is what I just asked you. Make sure that you can do the width, the depth, I'm sorry.
The depth, yeah, 15 inch, right?
Yeah, and that would be something, you know, so it would be like 15 inches by, I don't know if they're going to use 42s or 36, I don't know yet.
We'll
go from there.
We'll keep in touch, Carlos. Like I said, I really, really appreciate your time. Once again, I'm going to send this right away as soon as we get off the phone. And then once you have it, just send me the measurements and we'll send you the quote.
Yeah,
But
if not, just send me I will call you tomorrow.
Okay, perfect.
Worst to worst, I will call you, and I say, Jose, get a pen.
I want you to give
me a price as soon as possible. So
enter
this how much it is, and that's it.
Okay, absolutely.
Oh, you guys don't have a place that you can enter the cabinets yourself right now.
No, we don't. I would get
my company,
send it over to the warehouse, say, hey, I need this available ASAP. How much is it going to be? I'll send it to you, and you say, okay, I like it or I don't like it, and then
it all depends. You know, my idea is to get the price so I can put my price together with whatever installation, all that stuff, you know. And I wanted, I'll let you know, remember this. Don't forget, send me the freight, approximately the freight, and the price for the cabinet, and we go from there because that way I'm more like set. I say okay.
Yeah, yeah. You have a way. You have numbers now in your head, and you have a way.
Yeah, exactly.
Idea.
So I can say yeah, I can sell this. You know.
Yeah, absolutely. It makes a lot of sense, Carlos. Okay, well let me go ahead and start working on that. I'll expect the call. Let me ask you a question. Are you able to see the number that I called you from right now?
Let me see. Yeah, it says that this is from Homestead. I don't know if that's true.
I'm in
550-3879.
Yes. Okay. So that's where if you want to reach me, that's how you reach me directly.
Do you have an extension or no?
No extension. That's literally gonna call me.
Okay. Okay. So I'm gonna save it.
Okay, save it. It's a landline. It's not a cell phone, so there's no texting or none of that. Okay?
Okay, Jose. Nice talking to you, bro.
My pleasure, Carlos. You have a wonderful day, okay?
Okay. You too.
Bye-bye.